Let's talk about Krieg. Krieg is coming back. They're coming back to Los Angeles. You'll be here April 9th. There's going to be a new Krieg record, I believe.
Yeah, we just finished recording it in late February. It's called Transient, and it's going to be out on Candlelight in probably August.
What would you describe the inspiration and the lyrical content on this new record?
This new record is a lot angrier. It's got a lot of experimentation in it, but not as overtly obvious as what I attempted with Isolationist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more cohesive, and part of that is I have a full-time band on the East Coast that I've been touring with for the better part of 2 years, and so we've had time to work out these songs and to figure out, you know, how to fine-tune them, whereas I've never really had that before. Every record that I've done has been written either in the studio or directly before the studio.
Right, right.
So we've never had this level of preparation.
Did you enjoy having a band working with you?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I'm lucky in that I have, you know, a band on the West Coast that I can work with and a band on the East Coast that I can work with.
Mm-hmm.
It's given a lot more live opportunities, which, you know, we've been taking. We've been playing nonstop for almost 2 years now, just all over, and that's helped out a lot. It's helping to remind people that, you know, I'm still here, or that, you know, to new people that this is, you know, a band that you may not have checked out before, or you may have heard in negative connotations, but, you know, here, like, we present it in a live format, and you know, you judge for yourself how you feel about it, instead of wondering what the message board Last FM Warriors have to say about it.
You know, I always find that very interesting, being, as I mentioned before, in my opinion, you're one of the pivotal artists of this black metal genre. But the criticism that you get, and the fact that now that you have a live band, it really dispels that whole rumor mill that you're an egomaniac, that you really wanted to have no contact with anybody because you wanted the attention to yourself. It's all dispelled because you do enjoy having a band with you and you're performing.
Well, there was definitely a time. I'm not going to say that I don't have an ego, because that would be complete horseshit.
I would say that it's confidence, Neil. I would say you're just a confident artist.
Well, that's a nice way to put it, and I appreciate it. But as far as not wanting to have contact, like, that was just... I'm not a very social person. I'm actually incredibly socially awkward. And that, a lot of that was a cover for it. It wasn't, you know, I can't be around people because I'm above them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I can't be around people because I'm probably going to say something fucking stupid. And, you know, just dispel the idea that people have about me. And I was definitely very conscious of that when I was younger. A lot of it, I'm a unfortunately sensitive person, and so when I was younger, I didn't know how to handle a lot of the criticism that was leveled at me. So I just put up these walls, and that sort of, it felt like it was protecting me. And it really wasn't. It just made me look like a dickhead. And as I got older, I started to realize that part of life is getting out and experiencing other people's perspectives and whatnot. And so I've gradually been opening up to that. I'm still really awkward when people come up and talk to me at shows. I fuck up handshakes all the time.